Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Okay, so today we are focusing on a quote that is based around overcoming fear. So the quote is, "You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." So definitely that's true. Let's think about it like straight in context with the exact words of the quote. So do you think that sailors of yore, to throw out a friend's term, were able to get in a boat and make it to anywhere without getting over the fear of the fact that they had to lose sight of the port where they first got on the boat and headed out? It's got to be terrifying. It's got to be scary, especially back when there was like no GPS, cell phones. I mean, can you just like really wrap your brain around it? I mean, to think about nowadays how we get nervous if we jump in a car and go 10 minutes down the road without having our cell phone with us. And we're like, oh, geez, like I'm going to jinx myself. I'm going to get in a car accident. And now I'm not going to have my cell phone to call anybody. And seriously, humans have been doing such amazing things for so many centuries. They used to jump on these old ships and just sail for weeks and weeks and weeks and just hope the navigator was doing a good job navigating with the charts, the graphs, the stars, and the moon, and somehow finding them land to live back on again before they passed away or perished because they ran out of fish or whatever they had packed for supplies or medicine or whatever. We're amazing as people. We really are. And I don't think we give ourselves enough credit sometimes when we think about all that humans have accomplished. And nowadays our lives are pretty posh, pretty, I wouldn't say easy or simple. We've got way more stresses on a daily basis built in the sense of like we now are bombarding ourselves every minute of every day with advertisements and cell phones and apps and notifications and emails, and we gotta do. So we might have maybe traded some bigger stresses for some smaller ones and broken them out throughout the day. So give yourself credit in the sense that our lives are not easy, but they're a different kind of challenge. A lot of it, I think, we bring on ourselves. So think about that next time you set your notifications on some new app to go ahead and warn you every 30 seconds about something that they want you to do or buy. Maybe turn it to off and maybe just see if you want to check in on that app when you decide it's good for you. So next, let's think about just in general. Think about the biggest things you've accomplished in your life. And again, back to anybody who's a Friends fan. You know, in that episode in season 9, it's one of the very last ones where Rachel's trying to decide whether or not she's going to take the job in Paris. And she's talking to Ross about how it's scary. And he's like, well, you know, if it's scary, you don't want to do it. And she goes, well, no, it's like, you know, good scary. Like when she had her daughter, Emma, scary. Or when she first, went out on her own and lived by herself, scary. Sometimes fear, because we naturally as humans have fear of the unknown. When we can't, for 100% certain, know what's coming next, it's definitely scary. But sometimes it can be a good scary. Sometimes it can be that scary that's like, you know what, I'm taking this leap of faith and I'm hoping it's all going to turn out okay. And a lot of times it does. And again, think about the biggest things you've accomplished in your life, whether you've, you know, started a new job, bought a house, you know, got married, or whatever it might be. It was probably a little scary because you didn't know for sure if it was all going to work out just right. But it probably turned out great, or if it didn't, I guarantee you learned a lot. Also, if things didn't work out, I guarantee one way or another, whether they worked out well or they did not, you were proud of yourself because you took that leap and you did that thing and you tackled that thing that was scary. So not only did you maybe accomplish something, maybe learn something, or maybe have something turn out great, or again, if it didn't, you learned something, you also gained that confidence that you now saw one more thing that you tackled, you did, and you can be proud of yourself for doing so. Even if it didn't work out, you have to take so many swings in order to get a home run. You cannot ever get a home run. You cannot ever, it's that whole, You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. You will never be successful. You will never have anything great happen to you if you don't at least try. Today, keep in mind, whether or not this is the actual boat that's going to help you cross the ocean, you will never know unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.